Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're going to talk to you about this concept that if you want better government, you've got to have better people and you've got to be better people because likes attract, right? Well, we're going to get into that. And I'm going to tell you about my experience I had in California over the past 4 days. You notice I was doing my broadcast remotely. And what I call Studio B, which is a fake screen on the computer, out of our studio, so to speak. And now back home in home turf. And I'm going to tell you all that I learned about the California 51st State Movement. But listen, this isn't about California. This is about transforming the nation. And I'm going to explain that in some detail. And it's really simple. I told the people there, because I was invited to speak, that you are at the center of what's happening. And I'll go into more detail with that here on the Common Sense Show. And, you know, we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need to make it 1 million. So please share all our broadcasts, which are all digitized now. Please share them far and wide. I don't ask people to agree with me. I don't tell people what to think, but I do want people exposed to certain things so they can consider, you know, how they're going to approach it. No pressure here. I wouldn't be a very good Democrat because I don't believe in the Borg or the hive mentality. I believe in you making up your own mind. However, I do think it's important that we hear from different voices. So I do appreciate you sharing and being here. And we're going to tell you who our sponsor is. And you know who they are. I've been advertising for them for about 12 years. And it's BioTrust. And I love the name because they research everything biological about their products, and their research is second to none. I'm a trained researcher. I taught research in stat. And I got to tell you, they're as good as it gets. And if everybody in our nation approached research for their healthcare products like they do, we would have far, far fewer interaction effects and side effects. Anyway, let me go to my notes I made here on screen to share with you why this is such a great product. And this is what it looks like. It's powder. You mix it into your favorite drink. It doesn't clump. It's odorless, tasteless, but the effect is incredible. There's been a new clinical study out that I wanted to share with you about, and it really points out the efficacy of this product. 8-week study. People took 10 grams of collagen per day. And then, of course, the other group would take a placebo. And there was a 20% increase in skin hydration, a 17% improvement in elasticity. And when you lose that from losing collagen, that's when you get the fine lines and the wrinkles. And you say, oh, I see, Dave, when you talk about it's your own Ponce de Leon fountain of youth, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And this is why people use the product. Now, it's 53% off. And you say, well, how do I know it works, Dave? Well, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. But listen to this. You also get these things. I had to make a list. They're so long. It's unbelievable. Free shipping. Okay? It's fast, delicious, low-carb protein that boosts metabolism, increases energy, and zaps bad food cravings. Okay? It's a great pre-bedtime snack. It's naturally sourced. No GMOs, none of that nonsense. For every order, these people donate a nutritious meal to a kid who's hungry. I mean, the social conscience there is off the charts. And this is how you know you're having people dealing with you fairly. And free VIP live health and fitness coaching from their team of experts. And a free new book, 15 quick and easy milkshake recipes for a flat stomach. Absolutely love what these people do. Remember, 53% off. 60-day money-back guarantee, so you're not taking any risk. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, New California, headed by my very good friend, and you say, oh, yeah, Dave, you've known him for years, and that's Paul Preston. And Paul and I just talk informally a couple times. In fact, I was talking to a scheduler. It's pretty interesting. She said, Dave, I've never got to meet you. I said, well, I'm glad I got to meet you now. I've heard about you. And she said, well, the reason you haven't ever talked to me is you're the only guest that Paul schedules. I do all his other scheduling. Well, that's because Paul and I talk all the time. We're good friends. We come from similar backgrounds, education, coaching. He was a high school coach, high school biology teacher, a principal, a superintendent, and now he's the head and founder of the New California 51st State Movement. Let me share with you politically why this is so critical. Trump doesn't have much wiggle room. Look at the rhinos that are holding up the big, beautiful bill as I make this recording. It might be resolved by the time I'm done, but you wonder if it's going to be resolved to the benefit of the American people because of the special interests of the rhinos that go along with the Democrats. And the Democrats are going to vote against anything Trump wants anyway. I mean, we've seen that. If he says, hey, the sun's coming up in the east, I'll go, no, change. It's now in the west. And it's just plain old obstructionism. And people like Susan Collins, who's up for election, would you guys primary her out, please? And you got Murkowski and you got all these other people, okay, that are rhinos. Get rid of them. Don't let them call themselves GOP when they're not. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. But anyway, Paul and his group, they have state senators lined up, state reps lined up, they have precinct committee chair people lined up. And they had this big convention, and they had great speakers like Joe Hoff and Simone Anderson and Joy Villa and these great people from all walks of life talking about how important this is. This is the crux. New California will have somewhere around 22, 23 million people, 50 of the 58 counties, as a matter of fact. They also will have 26 reps. 26 new reps. That drowns out the rhinos. And I'm telling you, this group is not going to accept rhinos. Oh, they'll let them run. They'll give them their voice, but they're sure not going to get any support. And then on the other side, you've got two senators. It's projected right now that the Senate in the upcoming Senate race will probably produce 55 Republicans. The range is like 52 to 55. I think it's closer to 55. It's not quite a supermajority. And I think that's a good thing. It forces people to negotiate. Now, that's the political implication. And California's got to get straightened out. Now, they may not be able to control the other half, roughly about the same population with Newsom, whose policies are just destroying the middle class, driving businesses out. Prioritizing non-citizens over citizens with resources and assets. And I don't think we should be inhuman to anyone who's in this country. No one should starve to death. If someone needs emergency care, they should get that. I don't have an argument with that. But what I have an argument with is when citizens are always in last place. And that's happening in Newsom's California. It's really bad. The horror stories I heard when I was at this convention, unbelievable. Okay. We may not be able to change that, but remember, 50% of retail crosses Interstate 5. If a good portion of the old California, the Newsom California, half of it or more is transformed into a 51st state, the economy is going to improve for everybody. It's a great movement. And let me talk to you about another aspect of the movement that I came away with. In fact, actually, I had made up this speech. I was asked to speak for close to an hour. And I had worked on it, conceptually and then to print. And some of that went out the window. Because as I heard some of the speakers speak, including Paul, I heard foreign language in politics like Jesus and God and morality. And respect for one another and no racial divisions, just everyone's a child of God. I heard this language from Paul, my friend Michelle Melendez, that came across in her speech. Joe Hoff, well, he's dynamic. They all were dynamic. And I thought, God's speaking to me. And he's saying, Dave, you got to incorporate your spiritual beliefs into your presentation. And I did. And my walk away and takeaway from the entire time I was there, day of travel and then 3 days of, with these people, They don't think it's enough to just celebrate and enforce the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as it was originally intended. Because as it was originally intended, these were rights that are God-given. And government doesn't give you rights. God does. Government's job is to protect those rights. That goes back to our founding fathers. And unfortunately, we've evolved into a state in this country where a lot of our rights are government given, much like the Europeans. And it's really the difference between what we call constitutional law and communitarian law. Communitarian law says, oh yeah, you have the right to freedom of speech and you have the right to own property and you have the right to, okay. But so long as it's in the common good, or should I say the communist good, the leaders get to decide what your rights are. And unfortunately, that's the trend in this country. It's not an absolute outcome from this trend, but it's a dangerous directional move that I oppose. And we have hardcore communists in our government. And I'm not saying that to promote a conspiracy theory. I would use their words against them. Very much so use their words against them. And they, some of them are self-avowed Marxist socialists. In fact, Madami, the presumptive mayor of New York, have you heard the things he said? I've covered this before, but just snapshot here. Everyone's let out of prison. Violent behavior is a construct designed to control people, his words. So I guess there's no pedophiles or murderers or people that commit aggravated assault or armed robbery. And they're going to let them out. That's his intention. I won't go any further. I don't think I need to go any further. His beliefs become very disturbing. And a lot of his beliefs are racially motivated with racially divided outcomes as well. And this guy's dangerous to the American way of thinking. But unfortunately, it represents a class of people who Ilhan Omar, representative, right? She came out, she said, face it, he's the future of the Democratic Party. Oh, okay. We'll leave that right there. Communism, in my book, is satanic. It's immoral, and it leaves a trail of bodies. That's what history shows us. That's not even debatable. All you have to do is look at Mao's China, Stalinist Russia. I don't have to go into, this is verified and validated history. Now, having said that, what New California is about is they talked about God and Jesus. And the motivation for the Bill of Rights is what God gives us. And if you think about how the Christian religion is set up, very clear. You, this is, I think, really telling. You have the right to accept Jesus or reject Jesus. You have that right. God's not going to force you. You have to come on your own volition, free will, and profess Jesus publicly to fulfill the tenets of the faith. No one's making you. Free will comes from the Lord. Doesn't come from a government that will pass an illegitimate law, like the one that tried to steal my property and that of 300 of my neighbors over 20 years ago, which landed me in this business. Doesn't come from that. It comes from the Lord. And they talked about morality at this conference. And I don't want to paint the picture, it was a religious revival, but morality, spiritual beliefs, Jesus were interwoven with the theme. They wanted to promote fairness and equal opportunity, not outcome, but equal opportunity for everybody, protection for everybody. I'm very moved by this organization. You can simply do a search engine if you want to find out more about it. Paul's radio show is Agenda 21 Radio, but the movement's the New California 51st State Movement. If you put that into search engine, you can find out more about it. But as I also found out, Western Oregon's trying to break away from their socialist ways, trying to join with Idaho. There's a new Illinois that actually is more advanced than I thought. And in my opinion, if we keep going the direction we're going in Arizona, where most of your population is relatively conservative, and a lot of the elected reps at the state level don't respect the Constitution, at least that's what their actions and their words tell us. Perhaps we need to take a look at it in my state. I think we're a long way off from that happening. This movement with Paul is 7 years old. I first spoke at the meeting, first convention they had 2019. Mike Huckabee was there. What a great, I'll tell you. If Trump hadn't got elected, he clearly was the second best choice. Mike Huckabee is an extremely impressive individual. And when you sit down and talk to him, because I shared a table with Mike Huckabee and the other speakers that were there, it's just like talking to your next door neighbor. There's no haughtiness, no, I'm better than you. And no, it was none of that. And this is why I think the way he raised Sarah, his daughter, in the way that she's running Arkansas, it's about morality and woven into the Constitution. He did a good job with his daughter. She's outstanding. And the New California movement attracts people like this. And I'm saying this to you, one is because we'll get a turning point nationally. This is the national turning point. I do believe the Republican Party is going to fracture and go two directions. The Democrats are dead. And I'm going to talk about them a little later and what the New York Times has even said about them. But the Democratic Party is on life support right now. I think your two dominant parties going forward are going to be breakaway Republicans. And we're seeing this in the big, beautiful bill. They're going to be the Rhino Republicans and the people that they garner. And it's going to be MAGA. And I think that's going to be the future of politics going forward. And I think the Democrats are going to be delegated to, a souped up libertarian party, not with those views, but with those numbers. They'll be more numerous, but they are broke. Oh, my, they're broker than a joke. And we'll talk about that, like I said, in a later segment. But this is the most important movement in America, other than closing our northern border that I identified in the last segment. We need to close that border like we have closed the southern border, because that's where the cartels have moved. And if we don't, as Kash Patel's telling, and my DEA, one of my DEA sources is telling me, we're going to have another spike in fentanyl deaths. And some of these deaths are accidental. It's not all drug addicts. And it's not just fentanyl we need to worry about. You know, making cocaine more available so people have more opportunity to experiment at young ages, and then they go down the wrong path in their life. We absolutely have an obligation as the purveyors of this country. Okay, people who follow my show are largely in my age range. I mean, they're not in their 20s. And we have an obligation to the young people to try to limit the things that can take them off their course. Because we're all blessed with gifts, and our job is to help people develop those gifts and give those gifts back to the world. And if we don't have secure borders from these terrible influences, we're going to lose a lot of our kids. New California is on the right track. Turning point in this country, not just a turning point politically, but economically. California is an economic engine that Gavin Newsom is destroying. Hey, I'm going to pay 15 cents more a gallon for my gas in Arizona because Newsom won't allow an oil refinery to continue. And our prices are going to go through the roof. And what's our liberal Democratic communist, and she has communist views. What is she doing about it? Nothing, nothing, not even raising a finger in protest, not trying to reach across state lines to negotiate, saying, this is really going to affect my people. There's no concern. When you look at people who aren't oriented towards constitutional liberties and rights, exactly. And I'm going to give you a phrase. End democracy and support the republic. Now, if you're not really in tune to strict definitions of these terms, you might be a little confused and thinking I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm being very accurate. Democracy is majority rule, and it's the equivalent of two wolves and a lamb deciding who's for dinner. You know how that ends. A constitutional republic is having civil liberties that are untouchable by popular vote or by government. Rhode Island was really ahead of its time. They were going to refuse at the Constitutional Convention to put their signature on the line unless there was the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. Thank goodness for the Rhode Island visionaries, and Thomas Jefferson stepped up and fulfilled the duty. Pretty important stuff, because this protects your right to be in the minority and have a view that's not popular. Now, that doesn't mean, like we've said in judicial hearings in the past, you can't yell fire in a crowded auditorium. You can't threaten someone. You can be held civilly liable for defamation. But you have the right to have a public opinion, a political opinion, and state it overtly that's not popular. And that includes lifestyle orientation. That includes views on any political issue without fear of reprisal. And unfortunately, the road that we're going down right now, just look at the Democratic Party as an example. Not one Democrat voted for the big, beautiful bill. Not one. When they were having the hearings on Capitol Hill about the auto pen, not one Democrat showed up for the hearings. Does that tell you how much freedom they want to give you if they have total control? That frightens me. That's how you go from being a constitutional republic to a Bolshevik form of communism. The Borg mentality, no deviation allowed. And it can play out very dangerously. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you, and we'll see you back here again next time. This is not meant to be a hit piece. People have the right to have any faith. They have the right to be naturalized, come into the country, and when they're citizens, assume full rights. They have the right for any political affiliation, as long as it doesn't call for the violent overthrow of the United States. That's the law. I'm not disparaging anyone from those rights, but Zoran Mandani, there's more than meets the eye, and he convicts himself with his own words. First of all, he's soon going to be under investigation by Pam Bondi at the request of a congressman from New York. And supposedly, it's alleged Mandani lied on his naturalization papers 7 years ago when he said, "I'm not a communist." And then he denied communist beliefs that were specifically asked. And we're going to go through and expose some of the things he said that shows there's a good reason for this investigation. And I don't know the outcome, and innocent until proven guilty, of course. But his ideas, as an American citizen, I feel compelled to say they are anti-American, they're dangerous, and I can't believe what people are thinking. I think people have lost their mind who vote for this guy. I do have a theory on why some people vote for him. We'll cover that later. But let's get into some of the things that Mr. Mamdani, who looks like he's going to be the next mayor unless he's legally derailed, we're going to take a look at this and we're going to listen to some of his views. He's pro-Iranian. He's pro-Hamas on the record. Now, Iran created Hamas, terrorist organization. They have killed Americans. They are designated a terrorist group in the United States, and anyone affiliated with them, well, you get the idea, okay? He wants to defund the police. In a city like New York City, where crime is just flying off the handles, and you want to defund the police? Crazy. Rent control. Rent control. So, as inflation continues, creation of the Federal Reserve, there'll always be some level of inflation because of the money practices and the way money comes into creation. He says, okay, as things go up, that the renters can't be forced to share in those increased expenses. God forbid anyone make any money off the rental properties. In fact, with this guy, if you progress this out, owning an apartment building is going to be a losing proposition that he seems not to care about. He is for absolutely, totally open borders. And here's a legality. He wants Medicaid for illegal aliens, but not for Americans. He wants state and city tax money. He doesn't have any control over the state, but he does the city if he's mayor. And he wants that for illegal aliens and not American citizens. His words, not mine. Not mine. I question the legality of that. First of all, even if people who aren't documented can receive taxpayer-funded assistance, okay, you can't exclude American citizens. It's a 14th Amendment violation, equal protection under the law. This is totally illegal. Let's continue. He has called for the release of criminals from prisons and jails. He was asked, violent criminals? He goes, violence is a term that's concocted by the establishment to lock their political enemies away. No restrictions on who's released. So is he saying there's no such thing as armed robbery, aggravated assault, rape, sexual assault, child trafficking, murder one, murder two, manslaughter? There's no such thing. It's a concoction of the establishment. He said the white, wealthy establishment to lock away enemies. That's a paraphrase, that last part. This is crazy. No one's going to be safe. We continue. Trump has an option. I think it's going to fail, and I'll tell you why. It's called the Communist Control Act of 1954. Clearly, he can be linked to the elements that are linked in the statute. Here's the problem. Even though the Supreme Court came out and said, you federal judges, knock it off. You can't ban the president from doing something nationally. You only have control within your own jurisdiction. You don't think he's going to find federal judges to uphold what he's doing and to negate the use of the Communist Control Act of 1954? Of course he is. I don't think there's a check and balance there. Unless he can be derailed for falsifying statements on his naturalization papers, I don't see any way to stop him. But there's more. This is where I think he could get into big trouble. Now, this could be more bluster than reality, and he could be talking big and not delivering, but I think there's an incitement to violence here too. And I think he opens himself up to this because he said the following. We will use city resources to keep ICE out of New York City. First of all, we don't have to even go to the violence card. It's interference in a federal police officer's duty. And they're allowed to go anywhere in the United States to enforce federal law. So are the federal marshals. And he's going to keep these people out. That is a violation of federal law. If he makes good on that claim, and he's not blustering and just talking trash, he could find himself in very deep trouble, just like the judge in Wisconsin, Judge Dugan. He could be in the same kind of mess. Amazing. Well, Tom Homan says, well, we're just going to show him we're going to put hundreds, if not thousands, of federal agents in New York City. Here we go. Is he trying to start a bigger conflict? Not Tom Homan, but Mondani? I don't know. I don't know. The people of New York City have the right to elect anyone they want, but I'm just flabbergasted at who would support him. Now, I'm going to show you something here, and we'll talk our way through it for the audio part of our audience, audio only. This is phenomenal in its implications. I have here, we can only get the first three pages. Isn't that interesting? You're supposed to have full disclosure when you're running as a candidate. You have to list every nickel and dime from every donor publicly available. I could only get the first three pages. Yes, you heard me correctly here. I could only get the first three pages. But within the first three pages, there's a pattern linked to past criminal alleged behavior with Act Blue that's under federal investigation right now. And if you don't know what Act Blue is, it's a fundraising arm of the Democratic Party. It's thought that they raised as much as $1 billion for Kamala Harris's campaign. But there were some problems there that are under DOJ investigation. Yeah, if you're watching this on social media, you can see what I'm talking about. If not, I'll describe it for you very clearly in an audible format here. In this column, you have the name of the campaign donor. Okay, you have the city and zip code. You have the recipient, which is in every case here, Zoran Mandani. You have the date and you have the amount. Okay. Now, I want to ask you just a common sense question. And this is what they have found in Act Blue with regard to Kamala's campaign and even going back to Biden and Obama's campaign, where they're finding a similar pattern where some people are making multiple donations. Well, some people have gone around, and you may have seen the videos on YouTube, where they've gone and said, hey, James Smith, you donated $100 to candidate XYZ. Oh, yes, we did. Well, did you also donate $500 3 days later? Did you donate $5,000, $15,000 the week after that? No, we couldn't afford that. We saw that over and over and over. And this is what the DOJ is looking at. The pattern is one person, multiple donations. Let me ask you a question. When you've made donations, have you ever made five, six, seven? Have you ever made two or three? It's usually overwhelmingly one donation per person. Keep that in mind. Okay, here we go. We have here Matthew D. Brockman, two. Brenda Coughlin, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. How likely is that? And we're talking about 100, 100, 100, 250, 100, 250, 100, and 100. Does that sound like normal behavior pattern for political campaign donations? I don't think so. Now, by itself, one doesn't make any difference. But remember, I only have access to the first three pages of should be hundreds of pages. But let's continue. Here we have Michael Granata, Astoria, New York. Is that within the bounds of the New York City? I don't think it is. Why would he be donating outside? Okay, here we go. Three, 120, 400, 260, three. Let's go to page two. Michael Granata. Okay, you can see it again. 260, Michael Granata. Another entry. 260, Michael Granata. 250, Michael Granata, 110. By the way, this is publicly available documentation. I'm not violating anyone's privacy, not breaking any laws, any confidence, and so forth. This isn't like student academic records that are protected under FERPA. This is public, and it's published in the New York Times. Yeah, I couldn't get this from the New York State Election Commission. Can't get it. Why? Okay, continuing. Let's go down here. Here's another individual. Mohammed Milas, Laguna Beach, California. Boy, how interesting is that? 12/18, $500. Mohammed Milas, Laguna Beach, February 16th, 2 months later, $500. Interesting, isn't it? Then you have Michael Malav, 180, 1000. Now he is from New York. Let's go to the last page I have access to. We scroll down here and we're going to look for duplicate names here. Here's another one. Zachary Stiegel, Brooklyn, 90. Same designation, 35. Okay, then you have Sam Stein, two entries. And it's interesting they end in the W's. I mean, they left out the middle of the alphabet on this list. And I'm not sure why they would, but I should be able to get access to it. And I can't. And by the way, this is published at, you can see up here, the NYC FB info, da, 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 candidates. Okay. So here we go. You've seen multiple donations, and it's common. I would guess ballpark figure 35, 40% of the donations on these three pages are multiple. One person had seven donations. This is what the DOJ is looking at with regard to past elections in terms of Act Blue's content. I don't know if this is Act Blue related. I have no idea. But if I were Pam Bondi and I'm already involved in an investigation that contains this pattern, this is fair game. And then you wonder about why is someone from Laguna Beach donating to the New York City mayor's office? Well, there could be a perfectly rational explanation, but I've tried to find out who's the big money behind this guy. Now, the New York Times has said, and this is as of last week, he has raised $845,000. The amounts here don't even come close to this. This doesn't even total $100,000. Doesn't even total, well, totals below $100,000 aggregate. Where's the rest of the money? Why can't I find this? It might be my own incompetence as a researcher. So I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, please do your own research and see if you can't come up with more than what I have produced here and see if you find similar patterns. But there's got to be big money behind this guy, and it's totally obfuscated. Now, I will tell you this, my mind works like this. Who does he sound like? Well, he sounds like Bernie Sanders and AOC. Who funds those two? One of the biggest names in international finance that continually interferes in our elections. Who do you think that is? I don't know who's doing this, but we need to know. This is going to get really controversial if he wins. Now, stay tuned because I'm going to give you a profile of people on the ground, people like you and me, average people, who would vote for these policies I've talked about. Let the prisoners out. I mean, this is craziness. That's insane on its face. That one thing right there, I might like everything this guy says, but the minute he says, we're going to open up the gates of the prisons and jails and ollie-ollie oxen free. That's where this person loses my support if he had it in the first place. What say you? I can't wait to hear your comments. And like I said, this is not meant to be disparaging, but we're putting him under the same lens as we can put any other political candidate under. He's being treated no differently here in this forum than anybody else would be treated. This is publicly available information. His statements of support are public. Can they be interpreted to be communist? If they are, he's in some trouble until a federal district judge rescues him. And then that matter will probably go to the Supreme Court, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. Thank you for joining us. By the way, I left off one thing. You saw when Tom Holman was speaking in New York, how he had to be held back by police officers and got arrested. Okay. Is that who you want to elect? Can't you deal with someone who can address someone civilly and not try to break through a police blockade with bodies? You've seen the video. It's a scary time in America because I don't think this is going to be the only instance of someone who has such historically anti-American views projecting themselves into this forum. This is scary, scary stuff. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And I've got a shocking report for you. I figured this would happen. Hegseth, top of the line. Bondi, pretty darn good. Patel, really good. There are some good people. But there's one who I really question, and I am real worried. This man is after your money. He's a rebirth of Janet Yellen and the worst of Janet Yellen. In fact, I could go back to a year and a half, 2 years ago, and pull up a clip I did on Janet Yellen and how she wants to basically steal your property value, steal your money. And I laid out how she's going to do it. I could just run that again because first verse, second verse, and his name that we are concerned about is the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Can we get a capitalist in there and not a socialist who wants to steal our money from us? Trump needs to fire this man immediately. I mean, immediately. He says, we got to have GDP outpace spending. Well, you know what the GDP is? It's your dang house. Oh, I'm hotter than the face of the sun. You know who I am? Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Make sure you check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. We've got our popular hip series and look at all kind of fun things and interesting things and scientific things. And then, of course, we have our interviews and our geopolitics. It's all right there at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Oh, speaking of the devil, speaking of the devil, you need to get away from the dollar as much as possible, at least in the short term, and you need to go to gold and silver. Noble Gold is your vehicle. And as you empty what's in your bank account and you buy what's going to appreciate as opposed to keep your money in something that's depreciating, you need to realize that under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they could just put your money's gone. The banks have authority over your money. You do not. Dodd-Frank 2010. Look it up. So why not jump on the gold silver train? And the best company to do that for my money, yes, I've been putting my money into Noble Gold for 7.5 years, but that best investment you can make is to go through Noble Gold. No call centers, no pressure, just honest information and a desire to serve. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you out a free information packet. Just put in your email. No, we don't sell your data. It's DaveHodgesGold.com. Additionally, you know what you can do? You can call them directly. Tell them I told you to call. 877-646-5347. 877-646 5347. And if you tell them I call, they're going to give you the royal treatment. They've all known me for years as a customer as well as an advertiser. And this might give you this warning that I'm required to give you by the FTC that there are no guarantees. We agree with telling you that. No FTX here. Okay. No Sam Bankman-Fried here. Honest information. In fact, be prepared. You'll have to literally close your own deal. There's no pressure. 877-646-5347. All right, let's get down to Scott Bessent. I dissent against Bessent. That could be a little phrase that we use to get him out. Needs to be fired yesterday. Like I said, he's reincarnating Janet Yellen. What's ours is ours, and what's yours is ours. It's basically his deal. Okay, let's talk about inflation tax. They're spending money. Sorry, Mr. Trump, I have to disagree with you on one thing. This big, beautiful bill ain't so big that it's beautiful. It's too big and it's ugly. It increases the deficit by almost $3 trillion. Hello, that makes your home value go up. Let me just give you an example. And you're going, Dave, you did this 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Yeah, I did. Have to do it again. New administration, same game of ripping you off. The inflation tax. You have a home. It's worth $200,000. Inflation, value goes up. Now your home is worth $400,000. And guess what the property values do? Oh, no, they don't double like your real estate value. They triple. How do you know that, Dave? We've been through it before, the 70s, in the 2000s. Home prices doubled, property taxes tripled. And if you can't pay, well, then they have a tax sale. And you have to move to a less expensive home and you lose everything you put into that home. And the government benefits because every time a sale takes place, they take their transaction fees, their little taxes. They love these sales. And these tax sales are usually donor class to the political party in charge. This is corruption. I don't know if it breaks the law, but it is morally bankrupt to do this. When your $200,000 home goes to $400,000, Guess what, boys and girls? You ain't making 200,000. You're now paying one third more property tax over the increased value of the home, but since you got no value over the home, you're paying triple the property tax with no value. Oh, but when you sell it, the capital gains taxes are off the charts because you're selling at an inflated price. Janet Yellen used the phrase unrealized income, and a lot of people like me went after her for this. Well, this is what Scott Bessent is selling you. He's just not calling it what Janet Yellen did, but it's the exact same thing. They're using your home as collateral to mortgage the future. Oh, but see, the banks are in on it too. They love this. Why? Think of fractional reserve banking. Remember, for every dollar that comes into the bank, you can loan out nine. When they are backing your home mortgage, 200,000, 400,000, 600,000 times nine, fractional reserve banking. Your home is collateral for the bank. Your home is collateral for the national deficit. Number one, the property taxes need to go away. It's one of the planks of the Communist Party. It should be gone. You shouldn't have to pay tax on money that you're using to buy something that you've already paid tax on. It's double taxation. And then your property taxes, when you have a deflationary environment, you think they would come down to the baseline level. If you went from 200,000 to 400,000 back to 200,000, you're still paying property tax on 400,000. Are you pissed? You should be. You are absolutely being ripped off. It's a money game. Now, there are some suggestions I have. Number one, challenge your assessment. Gather your facts. And 60% of these, oh, actually 65% of these challenge to assessments earn money back for the homeowner. Number two, now if you're living hand to mouth and you're having trouble finding food, this won't apply to you, but it does apply to people who have some discretionary money. Don't let your money get eaten up in this money shell game played by the government and the banks. If you can't beat them, repeat my phrase. If you can't beat them, no, of course, you join them. Start buying rental properties and play the same game that they are. That's how you do it. And as I have said, this is why Noble Gold is our sponsor for this particular piece, gold and silver. Get out of the deflationary spiral of cash and the inflationary spiral of the homes. If you buy into a home market and you rent, they pay for your investment, but you're getting all the advantages the government gets. So you can get them two ways: gold to protect your wealth and to expand your wealth, become a landlord. And you say, well, I don't want to have to fix a washing machine. You don't have to. Hire a management company, and they're reasonable in their fees, and have them do it. This is why you come to this show. One, you have the awareness you're being ripped off in a money game that they don't teach you in school. Number two, you also have to understand that there are ways that you can benefit from this shady system. And you're not doing what they're doing that's immoral. You're simply helping people find a place to live. And of course, you're going to be reasonable and fair and uphold your end of the deal and obey all the laws. Just make sure you don't do it in New York or California or Minnesota or Washington or Oregon or any other blue state where they have rent controls. Because as the home appreciates, you should be able to match that, but you can't in those states. Now, I've talked about infiltrators in our side of the media. They come in, they try to depress you. Oh, there's nothing you can do. They want you to believe there's nothing you can do. And then there is many of us on this side of the fence that say there's a lot you can do. And it's legal, ethical, and especially if you're a Christian, it's completely moral. Pretty simple. So I think you can tell what side of the fence I'm on. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. Now, collagen replacement therapies are a dime a dozen. Most of them don't work. This does because the treatment crosses the blood-brain barrier. By treatment, I mean five types of collagen blended into one. That's what does. Now, does it work? Well, first of all, you have to understand what you're looking at. This is the elixir of youth. By the time you've reached middle age, you've lost over half your collagen. What are you going to do about it? Collagen replacement. How do you know it works? They give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. How do you know you can afford it? They give you 53% off. Sound too good to be true? Well, that's what people said 10 years ago when I started advertising for them. And these people are still reordering today. You'll look younger, feel younger, joint pain, stiffness, elasticity, wrinkles, hair falling out, all that begins to diminish. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. We have a real problem. And I don't think it's a deadly problem. I think it's a miserable problem. We have 21 cities that are reporting COVID, quote, razor throat variant. And this is accounting for 43% of all COVID cases. Now, it's no more deadly than COVID itself, COVID-19. It's not. But what makes this so debilitating? Is it feels like you have glass shards in your throat every time you talk, every time you swallow. There's immense pain. RFK Jr., they're labeling this, according to him, as NB1.8.1. And the peak of these cases is yet to be seen. 21 cities, but with air travel and so forth, summer vacations. This is going to spread like wildfire. Now, is there anything you can do if you catch it? Well, yeah, early on, don't fight the symptoms. Topical treatment is about your only choice at this point. Topical. People say, well, Dave, what about vaccines? I don't know the answer to that question, and the CDC has not addressed it for this specific variant, at least not as of Friday. They have not addressed it. But what they did say was this: throat lozenges, throat spray, anything to minimize pain. How long does it last? It depends on the person. I'm going to tell you right now, it depends on your health system. What's your immune system like? That's going to be the key. The Chinese say they're dealing with it full force, but they're not giving us any details. We have no idea. We just know it's no more deadly than regular COVID, but treatment, good question. Topical, symptom related, symptom reduction. Will they come out with more? Will they recommend stronger treatments? Probably, but I think it's under study at this point. In fact, RFK Jr. has said we are looking at it's a variant, quote, under monitoring. And this report came out in late June. And it says it's estimated to make up 14% of the cases in the United States. Okay. GIS Aid is not monitoring this as of yet. U.S. Massachusetts Chan Medical Schools released through the JAMA Network Open Journal found that 70% of Americans indicated they would test if they suspected a CV-19 infection. And that's good news for treating this because then you can get on top of it right away. At minimum today, you got symptom reduction. I think more is coming, but we'll have to see. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Thank you so much for joining us.